Okay, so where do we leave off yesterday?
We left off with the kasha. We were talking about the lav of leisol and nevlos aleitz. We covered the bread of ayemel. So poshup shat and posuk. So machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. Poshup shat and posuk is talking about a makal of a zara, a person who is dinis betliya. So teretz leisol and nevlos aleitz. You have to take him down from the tree. The Gemara later on Amud Beis is marbe that kol amalinus may say rabbi likes to say that's not only talking about that there's a lot not only for leaving a makalal and a bit of a zara b'leik for, but there's a general lot any mace to leave him b'leik for. This lot of lesolin applies to any mace. So first question is the Torah says for lesolin of los eleitz. Why does it say eleitz if we're marbe that the lot of lesolin is to leave any mace b'leik for? Any mace ordinarily is not totally from a not hanging from an eitz. So why does Teres say Alaitz? So that we saw by Richos Machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says that Pshat and Alaitz is Derech Nivul, meaning in Echrami it's taken not only Loisol and Alaitz. The Lav is to be mal in any mace Derech Nivul Derech Bizoyim. But Teres says Alaitz because if it didn't say Alaitz, I would say there's a Lav to be mal in a mace even Derech Kovet. So it comes along the pasuk and says, "No, leisol and nevlosi dum yadala eitz to be malin him in such a way that's derech nivel." But if it's silina lechvayda, like the Mishnah says later on, if you're malin meis lechvayda lahavi loy aron the tachichim, so then you don't have the lav of leisol. So that's how the Ramban accommodates the word ala eitz. It was the emes leisol and the lav leisol is not only talking about a makal and oivid of a zoro hanging from a pole. It's talking about any meis to be malin him. The Torah says ala eitz because it's dumi, just like here we're talking about derech nivel. The case at hand in the pasuk is where you're being malim in derech nivel because he's ala eitz. So leisolim not really ala eitz. Leisolim is any derech nivel. Ala eitz is just to express that idea that we're talking about a halona derech nivel. That's the shittas haRamban. In contrast, the shittas haRamban is that the lav of leisolim nivelos ala eitz taka means literally leisolim nivelos ala eitz, that there's a special lav to be malin a makalal and an oivad of a zara ala eitz and ala eitz dafka. And the Rambam explains because the only people who are nitla are a makalal and oivad of a zara, and therefore it's a chil Hashem, like the Mishnah says in Memvav, it's an imtzashem shemayim is chal. People see it's mefarsim. The fact that we leave him ala eitz is mefarsim that he was a makalal or that he was an oivad of a zara, and therefore the Torah says to be married him from the eitz and the pasuk is kibshutay. The pasuk not yaisim de kibshutay like solon. Leisolin nivlos ala eitz means to leave a makal and leivad levadizara ala eitz, and that's how the Rambam in Leisus say samachov. That's how he brings down the lav that there's a lav to leave a makal or an leivad levadizara al eitzoy, al haeitz shaloi. That's the Rambam. I but the Torah, but the Gemara is marper that Kol Amalin is Mesa Ayvav Lo Yisusei. So where did that go? We do have a Rebbe for Kol Amalin is Mesa. So the Shagasai explains that there's really two halachas expressed in this pasuk. There's one halacha expressed in the Torah Shem Ksav, which is a lav to leave a makal or a little bit of a zara la'etz, and that's what the Torah Shem Ksav is talking about. And then there's another halacha that's contained in this pasuk, but only mikarech the riboy with yigimel midos. There's a riboy that this pasuk also expresses another halacha of kol amalin es meisay ayvav b'leis say, and that's talking out in the minyan mitzvahs because that's only Torah Shabbat Peh, and that doesn't go into the minyan mitzvahs. Why do I need two halachas? Comes out there's two halachas. There's one halacha to be malin, one iser to be malin and a makalal and ayvav of a zara al eitzoy. That's the iser that's in Torah Shabbat Ksav. And then there's another issue that's in Torah Shabbat Peh to be mal in any mace below kfur. So ask the Shagasai, why do I need two halachas? L'chor, the first halacha is subsumed in the second. Once there's a lot to be mal in any mace below kfur, so doesn't that automatically include that there's an issue to be mal in a makal and a bit of a zara al eitz? So why does that have to have a separate? Why does that need a separate issue? Says the Shagasai, no, there's an afkamino. What if you're not going to be mal? What if you're not going to be kovrim today anyway? Today you're not going to be kovrim because there's no time to be kovrim today, or because you're honest to be kovrim today, or because it's not lechvayde to be kovrim today because you have to be maybe oren the tachrichim. Do you still have to take him down from the tree? If I didn't have the extra halacha of ala eitz, I would say, why take him down from the tree? I'm not going to be kovrim anyway. So therefore, I need a special halacha that there's an issa to be mal in ala eitz, and then there's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to be mal in a mace except lechvayde. Then it's not at all far-fetched, because I think I mentioned the other day, I don't remember if I mentioned during Shir, after Shir, that's usually the way it was. The Mishnah Sderama says that the way they were the derech was when they were soikel and makalu and noyvei b'zara, they were toilam alei somach l'shkia and they were married right away by shkia. So there was taka not time to be kovir him that day. Nonetheless, there's an ister, was a chiyuv to be married him from the eitz before shkia.
Why didn't you
have
mina? If you could say there's a reason that the Torah had to be mechadish by an ister, why didn't you have?
Why do I need have mina for? I'm not following the question.
I mean, you can say there's a reason that the Torah to create a new mitzvah for an isla, or maybe because you might think that once it's designed, you don't have to bury him. So why didn't you not do that? Why? Just say that it's the same din, right. You might have thought it doesn't apply.
Okay, we'll see. You may be right. Maybe you're right. We'll come back. We haven't seen that yet. I think you mentioned it yesterday, but I said to wait until today. If I'm not mistaken. We haven't seen that yet. I haven't said it yet anyway. That there's no. I'm not sure what you're saying. I think if you're saying what I think you're saying, didn't you say yesterday such a notion?
Similar.
What?
It's a little different point.
A little bit different. Okay. Well, anyway, hold off. But we'll see. We'll see. But anyway, I'll tell you this is what the Shagzai says. That there's nachmina and halacha. It's not just a havamina. Also, it's more than that. If it would just be that I would have a havamina that doesn't apply to a person of the eights. I need a pasuk to tell me that there's no such to be mafkir from the havamina. Then lechor at the end of the day we want halacha, but it's not mashmash one halacha because the Ram has two separate things. There's the halacha that's in the sefer mitzvahs, which is to be malin an oivad of zora and a maklal eitz, right? And then there's the halacha that's not in the minyan mitzvahs because it doesn't belong to Torah shavuksav, it belongs to Torah shavalpeh, and that's the din of kol malin is meisa oivad leisei, which is not in the sefer mitzvahs. It's only in the yad because it's Torah shavalpeh. It's in gimel midas. But if the whole pasuk of Solomon of Lasel Eitz was just to be mafkir from our havamina and to teach me no, even though we put him on Eitz, but really he's included in the general halacha, then it's one halacha, a general halacha, not to be malin and Eitz with the havamina and afkot from the havamina. So if it's one halacha, so the halacha should say the way it is in the sefer mitzvahs. Smash betaklet is two halachas, but the fact that one halacha is in the sefer mitzvahs and one is not, the halacha being malin and even of a zora al Eitz is in the sefer mitzvahs, in the minyan mitzvahs. And the halacha of kol amalin es meisei over v'leisei is not in the sefer mitzvahs, which the Shagzai explains because this is from Torah Shabbat Peh and this is from Torah Shabbat Ksav. That's mashmah. It's taka two separate halachas. If it be one halacha which the Torah Shabbat Peh is interpreting, but it's basically one halacha, then it should be k'meishu in the sefer mitzvahs, or not at all, but not half and half. Okay, so that's one thing. So then we asked. So I understand now the pasuk of ala eitz. So in the losa ala eitz, according to Ramban, kidi islei. That there's really only one halacha being malin any mace. So aleitz means derech kavod, derech nivul. And according to the Rambam, it's talking to halachas. Aleitz means literally, and it's talking about the Torah Shabbak Sabdik iser. And then there's the general iser of Torah Shabbak Peh to be malin any mace, and that's talking about aleitz. That has to be malin any mace, which has nothing to do with aleitz. Then we asked, but what about the end of the pasuk? Ki kilas elikim tolu, v'solun nivlos aleitz, kavod to kavena v'yem hu ki kilas elikim tolu, which means the Mishnah says in Mevov. That it's that people will say when they see the guy Ala'eis, people will say they mazet toli veshavir ches Hashem v'nimtz Hashem shemayim mischal. That's what it says in pasuk. So what's pshat in pasuk? If the lav leisolin is talking about not only a guy who's Ala'eis, but the lav leisolin is talking about kol amalin is meisoy, people who are not mekalas Hashem at all, just die peacefully in their bed, and they're also included in the lav leisolin. So how do you understand the end of the pasuk of kikilas elikim toli? What is anybody want with that end of the pasuk? So lefila ramen is good. The pasuk in Echanami, the pasuk's not talking about a guy who died in bed. That's Torah Shabbat Peh, that's a different issue. The pasuk is talking about the lav of Leisol and Ala'etz, which is a separate halacha, that even if you're not going to bury him today, but there's still a separate lav to leave him Ala'etz, why? You're not going to bury him anyway. First, there's a separate lav, and it's the Torah Shabbat Sabdik lav, that you're not allowed to leave him Ala'etz. Why can't you leave him Ala'etz? I'm not going to bury him today anyway. There's no time to bury him today. But there's a separate issue to leave him Ala'etz. Why? Says the Torah, Kilas Elukim Tolim, Shem Shemayim Eschal. So the Fila Rambam, that's also good. It was the Fila Rambam, when we're looking at the pasuk, we can ignore the halacha of kol amalin es meisa oivad leisei, because that's a different case. That's the Torah Shabbat Peh. The pasuk's not talking about that, except derech remes with the derech ribui. What the Torah Shabbat Ksav is talking about is the din of being malin a mekalin oivad avodah zarah leitz. But the Fila Rambam, that the pasuk taka me that there's no two halachas, there's one halacha, the leisolin not to be malin a meis derech bizoyim. And when it says leisolin ala eitz, it means don't be malin anybody derech bizoyim. And al eitz is just by way of example. Al eitz is a dugma of a derech vizoyim. But it's really a general halacha to be mal and a mace derech vizoyim. That's the solim neblosei al eitz. So how does Ramban explain? How does Ramban understand the end of the pasuk? So what does the pasuk want with kikil lasel kim toli? What's kikil lasel kim toli? We're not talking about dafka guy who was mekal as Hashem. We're talking about all mason. To be mal and any mace b'derech vizoyim. So how does the Ramban understand the end of the pasuk? That was the kashya we left off with yesterday. So I said at the end of the shiur yesterday, look in the Ramban, because the Ramban himself addresses it. So anybody see, what does the Ramban say?
He says that you were about to say that we should be mavaza him in this case because of his terrible sin. No,
right. The Ramban addresses the kashya. The Ramban says, the Gemara is marbe that Leisolin is not only going on a Mekalo and an Oibet of a Rezora, but it's going on any Malin is Mesoi, and Ala Eitz just means Derech Nivel, as we said. Vehine Ledaitum. Tam kikilas elikim toloi. So according to Rabbi Seinu, according to the Gemara, so what does it mean kikilas elikim toloi? How do we explain that? So up there Ramban. Loimar af al pi shezeroi lenafloi legoidel chetoi loisasekein kikilas elikim toloi. In other words, Ramban is saying that the end of the post of kikilas elikim toloi is coming to mafkia from Ahavamin. I would have thought, the Torah says Lisolim Niblos El Eitz that Kol Malin is Meisi Derech Nivul is Oyver Belaisis. That's a general din. Don't be Malin and Meisi Derech Nivul. So what's in the scene? And of course, this particular Meis that the Torah here is talking about is who's a Makal or an Oyver of an Azara. It's Bechlal. He's one of the set. He's included. In words, the Torah says of course, the Torah is talking here about a Makal. But the Torah says the reason why I've taken down from the Eitz is because there's a general love of by all mesim, if they sold in the Eitz, don't leave any mace unburied derech nivel. Any mace, including of course this particular mace who was makal and is hanging from the tree. Then the Torah concludes kikilasil kim toloi. Torah is explaining not why you can't be mal in mesim in general. Mesim in general, we understand why you can't be mal in derech nivel. But the Torah is explaining why the Torah is telling me, even this guy I would have thought is worse. This guy who's on the eight, I would have thought him we should be menavel. Because after all, that's his legoidel chetoi. Maybe he's royal menavel. After all, why is he on the eight in the first place? Like, why do we hang him up on the eight? We're so worried about kovet ha'meis, so why do we string him up in the first place? Because we want it, because the Torah said that legoidel chetoi, since he's a makalel or an ovid of a zor, the Torah said legoidel chetoi that we should be hanging him up on a tree after we're cycling him. So obviously the Torah wants us to be menavel him. So I would have thought, Mela, regular mace, we're very worried about Kavod HaMace, but here, Faket, here there's a mitzvah to be menabalim. So he also, we should not be menabal. He also is included in Leisolim. Why is he included in Leisolim? That's what Torah is explaining to me. Says the Torah, no, even he's included in Leisolim. Why is he included in Leisolim? Kikilas elikim toli. Which means what? What does that mean, kikilas elikim toli? What? Yes, we would hold him alayt in order to, because we have to be menavelim legoidel chetoi. But only till the end of the day. But if you're going to go past the end of the day, then already it's going to be a chil Hashem. If it's already going to be a chil Hashem, so then already, we no longer want to be menavelim. And if you have to take him down from the, you have to take him down from the tree. So maybe I'll ask you a question. So at the end of the day, why are we taking him down from the tree? We're taking him down from the tree to prevent the chil Hashem. We're taking him down from the tree for kavod ames. I mean, if you're not a tree, it's a pole. Why are we taking him down? We're taking him down for kavod ames. So we're taking him down to prevent the chil Hashem. So chara, we're taking him down to prevent the chil Hashem. Says kikilas l'kim tol. Really, we're taking him down to prevent the chil Hashem. But isn't that a little strange? Because the beginning of the pasuk, really, Solon of Los El Eitz, is telling me Halachim Kavod Ames. But Kol Amal and his Mesa, Ovi Malaysa say, that's a Kavod Ames to continue. It includes even him. And then the end of the pasuk, which is Chorin Sinas Tam, tells me you have to take him down from the Eitz. Not really because of Kavod Ames, but because of Chil Hashem. Isn't that a little bit of tension in the pasuk? Loi Solon of Los El. So maybe you'll tell me it's talking two different things. A regular mace, you have to bury him because of Kavod Ames, and this guy you have to take down from the tree because of Chil Hashem, and it really two unrelated ideas. Not flash from the pasuk that way. The pasuk of Loi Solon is certainly includes all Mesim, but presumably it includes him too. Loi Solon if Losi Ala Eitz means you can't be mal in any mace derech bizoyin, but it certainly includes not to be mal in this guy on the tree. That the Ramban never said that. The Ramban says it includes other Mesim too, and Ala Eitz is a dugma for derech bizoyin. But certainly the Mekal who's Ala Eitz is also included in Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz. L'Shemad and Yoylem, that when the Torah said Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz, it's not even talking about this guy. This guy might also include in Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz. But why is he included in Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz? We're not taking him down for Kavod Ames. We're only taking him down because of Chil Hashem. So it's not really the same as Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz. So it's quite its attention over here. You know, it sounds bothering me. The Torah said Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz. So if you the Rambam, it's only talking about this guy and this Mekalo. And it's not talking about anybody else. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rambam doesn't hold over. He holds, no, the Torah is talking about everybody at once. Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz means all Mesi. And El Eitz is an example of Derech Nivel. Okay, fine. But it's certainly also talking about, even if you the Rambam, that the Torah is talking here about the Torah Shabbat Ksav, it's talking about all Mesim. It's certainly talking about the Mekalo too. The guy that was in the Pasuk before. That Vitaliso Isaiah, and now when it said Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz, he's certainly also, and maybe we're including other Mason too, Derech Nivel, but we're also talking about him. And the Torah says about all Mason, including this Mekalo, that Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz don't be mal in him Derech Nivel. So that means that when you leave this guy El Eitz, this Mekalo El Eitz, Choretz Mashma, the reason why you can't leave him there is because it's Derech Nivel and it's not Kovet Ames. But then the Torah says, one second, but really, he's Royal Anavalim, we really want to be Anavalim. Elamai said, "Torah, look, Hilas Elkim Tolit, Nimtz Hashem Shemayim is Chal." We don't want people; the whole world doesn't have to talk about the fact that he was a Mechal. We don't want it to be in the newspapers. So we'll be Malim for a few minutes, but we don't have to be Malim anymore. So therefore, we have to take him down. So why are you taking him down? So it shouldn't be a shamed in the papers. So that's not really because of Kavod Ames at all. So how do you read the pasuk?
Maybe the two are linked. That the guy's really—you might think that he's not deserving of Kavod Ames because Gadol Cheto, and then the Kamash Milan is that Ki Kilas Elokim. So it's because it's you're making God suffer and you're causing a lack of Kavod Hashem. So Memela, now we have to be machmir on Kavod Hames.
But what does one thing have to do with the other? You totally you be married him because
giving
of,
a time
of
as to why we should have Kavod Hames for him.
But it's not Kavod Hames. It's Kavod Divan Shalom, not Kavod Hames.
But
taking
we
down
have
to hide.
We have to do Kavod Hames because this is affecting us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Since it's affecting a Kadosh Baruch Hu now.
So that's not Kavod Ames. We're taking him down because we want to sweep it under the carpet, but that's not Kavod Ames.
Maybe the way
they're
managing the
Pasuk,
there's no mention of the Pasuk at all.
At the beginning of the Ramban, they're actually sold in the Vlasa Le'Eitz.
Right?
What? Yeah, but from here we learn out also the general din of Hilina
Lechleber. He
said then already, why learn Ala Eitz? Why was the Ramban Maisi Ala Eitz Kumshutuk? Learn Ala Eitz means Tak Ala Eitz. The same way Kikilas El Kim Tolu, he's talking about this guy. So Ala Eitz is this guy, and we'll go like the Ramban, but there's a Rebbe for other for Lesolin in general.
That's what he's doing, isn't he?
I don't think so, because then he could have learned, because he learns Le'Solon Nevelos El Eitz.
He doesn't
learn
the sources from Ala Eitz. He learns Ala Eitz is also that
Halan
will follow the Yisma.
That
what?
Yeah, but I thought he's saying that once Rabbi saying, tell me that Le'Solon means all Mesim, so what do you do with Ala Eitz? Ala Eitz just means like Ala Eitz. Le'Solon, don't be mal at all Mesim in this way, like this guy, Ala Eitz.
But I didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying that's the source. But the Rabban said once Rabbi Seinu Amru that called that Leisolden is going at all Mesim, so now we have to accommodate the word Al Aitz.
Now we have to accommodate
the reason of Pilas. No, before that though, when he talks about Al Aitz, is Rabbi Seinu Amru that Kolam Al Aitz Mesim. I mean, he's saying the Derech Kovet, that's like an extra thing, he's just telling me.
Yeah, Derech Kovet is a separate
Separate Aloch.
The Kasha is from the fact that how do you explain the reason?
But you want to say the Rabban is really like the Rambam, and that the Rabban throws in that Al Aitz means Derech Kovet. That's just extra information, but not that he's accommodating Pshat and Pasuk. Pshat and Pasuk Al Aitz is because this guy is Al Aitz. Even then, it's a little bit strange. How do we learn that from Al Aitz? Anything. By him, it's Al Aitz because that's where the Chil Hashem is.
So once you make it into a reboot, and you want to be pshuter, and you say, well,
so it looks like another level. Okay, I think the Pashas in their mind is not the way that Solon is going on everybody.
Rabban mentioned that Al Aitz even in the context of this Rabbi Seinu.
Yeah, right away from the beginning. Rabbi Seinu Amru. Rabbi Seinu Dorshikin Becholam Alanis Mesa Shaloy Lechvaydim. My Aitz Shunibal Av Kol Shunibal. It's one thought. The Rabbi Seinu Dorshu that Lo Yisolim doesn't only mean this guy. Rabbi Seinu Dorshu that it means all Mason. It says Allah Eitz.
It doesn't have to be that.
I don't think
that's
the famous in the Gemara. That's not the source. The source that is Bechol Mason is from a Rebbe from Kabbalah to Perenu.
Right. So
I don't think that's what he said.
Just
well, so you're saying the main thing Rabban wants to say is Rabbi Seinu Dorshu came Bechol Malinus Meso. Period. Then the Ramad has a parenthetic extra thing.
It's not parenthetic. It's the definition of the
Yisra.
The
Yisra
is
one of the I understand. But you know, it's the fact that Ramad throws in that it's only Derech Nivul, and that's learned out from Allah Aids, it's nothing to do with the problem of what do you do with Allah Aids.
No.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay, but I want to say, not that way. I'm not saying that he can't say that way. I think it's simpler to say that the Ramban is saying like I said, it is not like the Rama. There's only one halacha, there's not two halachas. And the one halacha is Rabbi Seinu Omru, they call him Malinus Mesa, Derech Bizoyan, Derech Nivul is over Lois, and that's Pshat and Pasuk. Leisolin Nivlosa Le'etz means don't be Malin the Makal, of course, but anybody else also in a way that's like the Makal, which is Ala Eitz, which is Derech Nivul. But then the Raman comes to the end and he says, so what's the Kilas Elikim Tolid? This is what we're holding. What's the Kilas Elikim Tolid? Because I would have thought that the Kal is different. He's the Chavoylan Adler. So the Torah says, no, Kilas Elikim Tolid is a Chil Hashem. So now we're stuck. So if they're taking him down because it's a Chil Hashem, then you're not taking him down because of Kovet HaMeis. So I think the answer, I think the answer is, the Raman is saying as follows, that the Torah said that it's like this. There's a lot of Lisholim to be Malin HaMeis Derech Bilem. Because Kovet HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis is allowed to be a Kavod HaMeis requires that you bury him. And Al Eitz is only a mushal for a Derech Nivul. But then the Torah says, one second, but this guy, his halacha is that we should be menavolim because he has an einish of Kliya. So he has a din that we're supposed to be menavolim. Kol Zman would be mekayim the din that we're supposed to be menavolim. So he doesn't have it. So that he doesn't have a din of Kavod HaMeis. The same way, there's a din covered of it. There's a din not supposed to kill people. But cause, so how do you cycle this guy? Because Torah said he's supposed to be cycling. And that obviously suspends the halacha that you're not supposed to kill people. So l'chora, he's also halacha that you're supposed to be toilem ala eitz, and that should suspend. So it's roil and avla. The goyel chet, the Torah is said to be menavlim. So what is Torah telling me in Issa to take him down because of covered ames? Here his halacha that he's supposed to be menavlim. So not the Torah, says the Torah, no, kill us alikim tolim. To be menavolim more than until the end of the day would be a chil Hashem, and therefore, the oynish of being toilim al eitz, the Torah said that oynish ends at the end of the day, because to go any further with the oynish would be a chil Hashem. So because going any further with the oynish would be a chil Hashem, so mele at the end of the day the oynish is paka, because the din to be toilim al eitz. The Torah said, yes, be toilim al eitz, but only till the end of the day. At the end of the day, the mitzvah's tli is over. Why is the mitzvah's tli over? Because kikilas ilkim toli, nimtzeh shem shamayim is chal. But whatever the reason is, the bottom line is that comes the end of the day, the mitzvah's tli is over. Now that the mitzvah's tli is over, so why is this guy al eitz? Not mitzvah's tli anymore. So what's he doing al eitz? It's a nivel. So he's like anybody else. You have to be murdered him because now I had to leave somebody al eitz there at nivel.
Of Lusolin.
Right.
And bays should be another lad mitzah kilos kuntoli. You're gonna say it. How you understand?
No,
that?
I don't think he's saying it. It's a shear. The kilos kuntoli is a nesinus tam. Why the shear ha'ainish is only after tefsha? Why is the shear ha'ainish only after tefsha? Because more than that would be kilos elikim. So therefore, the Torah said, "Yitaylem ad shetachshach," but not anymore. That because more than that would be counterproductive. No, the reason the einish of kliya has a shear ad shetachshach, and the reason why that's the shear einish is because kikilas elikim toli. But now that that's the end of the einish, so now he reverts. The guy's on the eighth. Kozman, there's a mitzvah kliya. That's what I'm saying. Kozman, there's a mitzvah kliya. So of course, there's no mitzvah kura. This is kvura, and if you're mauling somebody below kvura, so you're over on kavan hametz, because his mitzvah is supposed to be kavan him, and to leave him without kvura is a bizayin hametz. Unless it's lechoydei, but if it's not lechoydei, derech nivul, so that's an iser of leisolin. But it's a given that the iser of leisolin only starts when there's a mitzvah, when the mitzvah kvura starts. Kol zman you're mekayim in him mitzvah kliya, there's no mitzvah to be kavan him, and there's no bizayin hametz. So it says the Torah. So you would have thought, so leave him on the eitz forever. Like the Gevoinim did to Bnei Shol, leave him on the Eitz forever, be Menah, and the whole time you're leaving him on the Eitz, you're going to be Mekayim in a Mitzvah's Nivel, and if you're Mekayim in a Mitzvah's Nivel, then about it there's no Mitzvah, there's no cover to Kibrenu, and there's no Lesolim. So that's the turn up. Kikilas Elikim Toli. Atcha Techshach, at the end of the day, the Mitzvah's over, we don't want you doing anymore. Mitzad the Mitzvah's Tliya. Mitzvah's Tliya is over, because at that point it'll already be a Chil Hashem. Once Mitzvah's Tliya is over, so he's like anybody else, and he reverts. Now Mitzvah's Kura kicks in, and once Mitzvah's Kura kicks in, then he's like anybody else, and to be mal at him, Derech Nibel is allowed, and that's the beginning of the pasuk. And that's why I think that's why I want to suggest chatting over here in the Ramban. That's how it seems to me. And I thought also that maybe with this we could be merviach in the Ramam also. This is the Shittas Ramban. Shittas Ramban is separate, but we had a Shagasai asked in the Ramban, and we had a kash in the Ramam. Shagasai is kasha. Why do I need two halachos? It's, you know, putting the Ramban on the side. Going back to the Ramah. In the Ramah, we saw there's two halachos. There's one halacha that says in Posel, Kleisolim Nivlos Eleitz, to be Malin, a Makalel, or an Oibed Avodah Zorah, Al Eitzoy, in order not to be Mefarsim, that he was a Megadif. And that's Torah Shavik Sav. And then there's another halacha that comes out from Torah Shavik Sav, that Kol HaMalin is Meisoy, Rebbe Leis Yisei. And that's not in the Sefer Mitzvahs at all, because it's Torah Shavuot. Call me like we said before. Then the Shagasai is, but why do I need two halachas? The Chora, it should be enough to have the one halacha, Torah Shavuot, the Kol HaMalin is Meisoy, Rebbe Leis Yisei. And that'll include everybody. That include this. It'll include the guy on the AIDS. It'll include the people in bed, the people in the hospital. Everybody will be included in Leisol. Why do we need an extra halacha in Torah Shavuot Sav to be malin in Mekala Leisoy? So the Shagasai said a teretz, as I said before, that there's an afkamina, a technical teretz. That there's an afkamina for a fellow who you're not going to bury him today anyway. So yeah, I would have thought you're not going to bury him today anyway, so Mela, why should you bother to take him down? Says the Torah, no, but there's a separate lap to leave him on the eights. That was the Torah of the Shagasai, which is certainly true. But perhaps we could be meisiv, for different Torahs, which is perhaps also true. Namely, that without the lap of Lesol and Nevelos El Eitz, so it wasn't this extra lav in Torah Shavik Sav to be malin and mekal al esoy, then kol zman that he's ala eitz, it will be nimshach mitzvahs tliya. The mitzvahs tliya will be ongoing. And as long as the mitzvahs tliya is ongoing, then the mitzvahs kura hasn't started. And if the mitzvahs kura hasn't started, then there is no lav al esoy. So I need an extra lav al esoy in the vlas ala eitz to tell me that there's a special isser to tell me that mitzvahs tliya. It was for the general to Nivlo Yisrael and Nivlo Yisrael. This guy's Al Eitz. I'm a Kayim and a Mitzvah's Tliya. So the general level of Yisrael, I would say, doesn't apply. What Yisrael? Yisrael is when you have Mitzvah's Kura. Over here you don't have Mitzvah's Kura, you have Mitzvah's Tliya. Mitzvah's Tliya is the opposite of Mitzvah's Kura. So I need a special lab in Torah to say, no, Yisrael and Al Eitz. That no, that there's a special lab in Torah that says that Mitzvah's Tliya is only till the end of the day. So Mele Takhani, both halachas. That respect, very similar to what we have in the Ramah. Okay. Let's go on. What time is it now? Okay, well, let's go on to the next Gemara. Omlem Reb Lezer v'leishim meshetach tol anoshim. Just make a haskalah today. I don't know how much I saw this sugya also, if you saw the Rishon. So I'm just going to make a haskalah's dvar. And we'll tomorrow we'll try to nail it down more. So, Omer Rav Chisda. What does it say in the Mishnah? Said that Rav Elazar brought a raya that it's a mitzvah tliya by Noshim as well, because Shimon Meshetach was tala Noshim v'Ashkelon. So the Chacham said that was the Hirosha v'Haraya. Shmoyim Noshim tala v'ein donu shlayim v'yanechot. So anyway, what he did was obviously not in the normal channels, because it's shalei kedin. Really, you can't be donu shlayim v'yanechot. So obviously, what Shimon Meshetach did was extra was extraordinary, and therefore there's no raya. So maybe that he was tala them is also not you can't bring a raya from the fact that he was tala them, because everything that he did was shalei kedin. Like the Gemara brings at the end that a based in when there's a Surah Shah, based in Kiddush Shalei Ketayr. Zog to Gemara Meir Chizda. Lei Shonu Ela B'Shtei Misais. Aval Mimisa Achaz Donim. So Gemara Elech Hatchila understands, Kipshutai, that Rav Chizda is saying that, well, first of all, maybe let me, before we even start thinking about why, what's the reason for this halacha? Why are we not Dan Shtayim B'Yemech? What did Rashi say? Rashi in the Mishnah talked about. Yeah, the Mahapach was chusar. That's a Rashi, but it's not fair anymore at all. We'll see maybe later. I think the Rama maybe holds differently. But the Rashi says the reason why you can't be Dan Shnayim v'Yemechot is because you need time to be Mahapach was chusar. So we can't do it wholesale. Says Rav Chisda, Lo Shono Elo B'Shtei Misas. Aval Misa Achaz Donim. So at this point, the Gemara thinks, Atin Rav Chisda, that is Kipshutri, that if they both have the same Misa, two people are both Chayim Skila, then you can be Dan Shnayim v'Yemechot. It's only if one is Chayim Skila, the other one is Chayim Chenek, then you can't be Dan Shnayim Misas v'Yemechot. But if they have the same Chayim Misa, then you can be Dan them v'Yemechot. Yeah, as far as it's very hard to understand the Hamina. It's hard being Mahapach v'Shchusam. They did two totally different Averis. It's two different kind of people Shchus also. It's only a Hamina. I don't know if we have to get too lathered up. But it's a little bit strange. So the Gemara asks, V'hamayisad Shimim Shetach Demisa Achas Havoy V'Kamalei Dein Donim. One second, but the story with Shimon Meshetach was all one misa, they were all chayim skil, all these mechashves. So why does anyone think that it was extra, that it wasn't regular halacha? What was the problem? Ela iet mehochi itmar, leshana le misa achas ke'en shtei misas, vechidomi ke'en shtei averis, avel misa achas ve'avera achas dona. So Gemara rewrites Rav Chisda, when Rav Chisda said shtei misas, Loishonu elu b'shtei misos, he meant shtei averes, which that's called ke'en shtei misos. Two different reasons for being chayav misa. But shtei misos doesn't mean her. Shtei misos doesn't mean literally shtei misos. It means two different reasons for being chayav misa. So Rav Chisda is saying, if there's only one reason to be chayav misa, that's avera achas and misa achas, then you could be done. That's chiddush of Rav Chisda. That by avera achas you could be done by a mechod. But by shtei averes, then, and the halacha you can't be dan b'yemecha, that's by shtei averes, that's what Rav Chisda calls ke'en shtei misas. Funny lashon Rav Chisda they've used. Should have said loishon ela b'avera achas, loishon ela b'shtei averes, aval b'avera achas don. What a strange lashon. Rav Chisda talks about shtei misas. Why not shtei averes? Right now I'm just flagging it. I'm not going to say, well, you know, I don't know, but just clear, it's something to notice. The lashon of Chizda is strange. The lachar, the point over here is shtei averes. So that's where Chizda should say lo yishon ela b'avera achas. What does Rashi say? Lo yishon ela b'shtei averes. Rather, what does Rashi say? Misach has done him. Second wide line. The time of mishum do eshu liyuni b'tshuvayu. And Misachas, she could be my ayin b'tshuvay. It's a little bit strange there, Rashi. Rashi is going on the Havmina of Chisda. Deeper in Maskel over here is still Rav Chisda's Havmina. That Shtei Mises means literally Shtei Mises. And Misachas means literally Misachas. And Rashi explains the reason why Rav Chisda's Mechadish that by Misa Achas he can be Dan V'Yemechod is because the whole Ister is only because he can't be Ma'ayim B'Truvayu, but Misa Achas he could be Ma'ayim B'Truvayu. In Rav Chisda's Havmin, it doesn't make sense, like I said a second ago. In Rav Chisda's Havmin, it's totally, it's not totally in Shtei Averes, it's totally in Shtei Mises. What in the world does that have to do with being Ma'ayim B'Truvayu? So like this, I would have said, okay, it's only a Havmin in a Chanami, and the Havmin really didn't make any sense. But Rashi's trying to, says that it makes sense in the Havmin too. Rashi Kilu implies that in the Havamin also we're working with this concept of being Ma'ayim v'Tshuvayim. And Rav Chisda said the way Gemara initially, and it was Rashi shouldn't have bothered. If I was Rashi and I was explaining the Havamin to Rav Chisda, I wouldn't give it a time, because Rav Chisda's Havamin really makes no sense. It really doesn't jive with the timing. So it's just the Havamin, and the Gemara slugs it up, and then we'll inject the timing. Rashi in the Mishnah is talking more that way. Rashi in the Mishnah, when he says Ein Don Rishnayim B'Yemechod, Rashi says Ein Don Rishnayim B'Yemechod B'Beisin Echod Mishun D'Loy Motzi La'Pukri B'Schusei the Kol Chad V'Chad Tzorech L'Vakish Rayes L'Misa Zu. So I don't know why Rashi got into this in the Mishnah, but he does. Rashi gives me the reason in the Mishnah. The reason why you can't be Don Rishnayim B'Yemechod is because you have to Mahapich B'Schusei. And then Rashi adds U'B'Gemor Mefarish D'B'Shtei Averis Komer Dein Reis Heim Shavis. Why did Rashi add that? Why is Rashi getting into that? That's like altogether bizarre. That can certainly wait from the Gemara. Why does Rashi have to add U'B'Gemor Mefarish D'B'Shtei Averis Komer? Why is Rashi's? I don't know why Rashi had to say any of this, but for some reason Rashi wanted to explain. It shouldn't just be inexplicable. He wanted the mission to make sense. So the mission is Ein Donos Nayim B'Yemechot. So Rashi says the reason is because you have to be Mevakish, you have to be Mahapich B'Schus, and you have to be Mevakish Rayos. Okay, so fine. And then Rashi adds U'B'Gemor Mefarish D'B'Shtei Averis Komer. Why does Rashi need that for? We'll get to the Gemara. We'll see. And the Havamin is going that way. So we'll get to the Gemara. We'll find out about all of this detail. So the Shlomo of the Pshat is, because Rashi wants it to make sense to us. A person reading the Mishnah, reading Rashi, is going to say, one second, the reason is because of Yatim Hapich Veschusam, and that's why you can't be Dan Shnayim B'Yem Echon. But what if they're doing, but they did the same Avera? So what's the problem? So Rashi said, no, it's talking about B'Shtei Averis, they're in the same Shabbos. So Rech L'Lakish Raya, L'Misa Zul, L'Misa, it's talking about B'Shtei Averis, where it's in the same Shabbos. So Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Mishnah held that it really only makes sense to talk about needing to be Ma'apach B'Shchusam when you're talking about B'Shtei Averis. If it would be one Avera, then it wouldn't make any sense. So over here, what's the Havamina? Why is the Havamina? Well, maybe that's a terrible thing. Here we have a Havamina that goes even further. That not only can you Rav Chisda is saying, what's that? Rav Chisda thought in the Havamina that if two people did two different, the Havamina was two people did two different averes, but it's the same Kriya Misa, so they're all Chayav Skila. So the Rav Chisda says that you can be Dan Lamiya Necha. Rashi says, Rashi, you know why? Because, you know why is that so? Because the whole issue is because you can't be Ma'apach B'Schusam, Le'eshel Yumi B'Tshuvayahu, and if it's one Miso, then you could be Ma'ayim B'Tshuvayahu.
Because it doesn't make sense to say.
You're talking about Rashi in the Mishnah?
Yeah. If the Mishnah says it didn't, it only applies to X and not to Y, so Rashi has to explain what the Mishnah's halacha is.
The Mishnah that stands, I would have said, is very good. I don't know if Chisda and I don't know the Brice, I don't know anything, but I'm reading the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is Ein Donos Shnayim B'Yemechod, because you have to be Mahapach B'Schusam, and the Shin and the Shetach wanted to be happily be Mahapach B'Schusam of all these 80 ladies. Why did Rashi have to get into the B'Shtei Averis Komer?
Because then I would think that the
Mishnah
is saying you can never be.
So when I'm learning the Mishnah, that's what I'm supposed to think. Then I'll get there of Chisda, I'll find it otherwise. I mean, that's normally that's Mishal Rashi. What Rav Chisda is going to be Mechadish can wait till Rav Chisda. I don't need it for Pshat in the Mishnah. Apparently, Rashi thought that already in the Mishnah I need to know the B'Shtei Averis Komer, because otherwise the Mishnah makes no sense. By an Avera Achas, why can't you be Mahapach B'Schusam? No, I don't know. I don't want to build too much on Rashi in the Mishnah because I really don't understand Rashi in the Mishnah. I mean, I don't know why Rashi in the Mishnah needed to get into the whole thing. He could have just said you have to be Mahapach B'Schusam and stop right there. And I'll think that you can't be Mahapach in the Schus of 80 ladies without B'Yei Mecha. And later on, Rav Chisda will explain it's because they did different others. And the dialects are of a Shaita. I don't know why Rashi needed it. So I don't know. But anyway, this Rashi Kshila Atzmai is just a little bit strange to me. I'm not saying terribly strange. It's a little bit strange. We're going in the Havamina of Chisda. That we're talking about. The Gemara thought that Rav Chisda is saying, "What's the Chiddush of Chisda? Rav Chisda is minimizing the scope of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a general way of understanding the Mishnah. Chris is minimizing it. He says, oh, one second. That's only true by shtei misus. By misa achas donu. We thought that means that we're limiting it. Okay, so Chris's case is, just trying to figure out the vector. Oh, yeah. Without Rav Chisda, I would say that you never done Shnayim B'Yemecha. Come along, Rav Chisda says, if it's two different Misois, you could be done B'Yemecha. So he's, and it's only when you have two different Chiyuv and Miso altogether. So Rav Chisda, we think, is really limiting it to a very narrow case. I mean, Rav Chisda is limiting the Din HaMishnah only to Rav Chisda is limiting the Din HaMishnah, correct me if I'm wrong, he's limiting the Mishnah to the very circumscribed case where they have different chiyuvei miso, skila and nechemet. But if it's skila and skila, Mishnah doesn't apply. Right tomorrow, but Shem Mishetach was skila and skila. So the Mishnah of Chisda wasn't going so far. Chisda didn't mean to limit it only to skila and nechemet. Skila and skila, you could also have it in the Mishnah. But only if it's shtei, only if it's shtei averis. If it's avera achas, then the Dina Mishnah doesn't apply. Fine. So now Rashi is going though in the Havmin of Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda is limiting it all the way down, that it has to, that the Din HaMishnah is only by Skila and Chenek, but Skila and Skila Donim. And Rashi says the time of Shindle actually in B'Truvayahu Kilo Samam, implying that by Skila and Skila you can be Ma'ayim B'Truvayahu. It's hard for me to understand Skila and Skila. It's easier to be Ma'ayim B'Truvayahu than Skila and Chenek. The Ian is not in the Skila. The Ian is in the Dina Yizichai Mis at all. There's no Ian that's specially needed for the Chiv Skila. Usually.
Yeah.
Well, but then what's the Kashim Mishim Meshetach? I mean, Shim Meshetach. Mishim Meshetach didn't all do the same, I said. What's the most Kashim Mishim Meshetach? So after Rashi learned that. By the way, the Gemara taught Misa Achas Dona means. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure what to do with this Rashi. I don't want to get bogged down in it anyway. It's not like it's such a terrible Kash in Rashi, but it's bothering me a little bit. So anyway, let's see right there in the Gemara. El Itmar Hochi Itmar, Loishono El Misa Achas Gein Shtei Misas. Vehechidomik Gein Shtei Averis. Aval Misa Achas Aver Achas Dona. Zok Rashi, Misa Achas Gein Shtei Misas Gein Shtei Averis. Shein Doimis. Here also is something that's bothering me. Well, this is really conducive to something. What's the kolshkin? There's a kolshkin over here. If you have to have two separate days for Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, even though they're both beskila. So Kol Shekein, that you have to have two separate days, let's say for Shabbos and Ritzicha, where one is Beskila and one is Besayif. It's like a Kol Shekein. Why is it a Kol Shekein? I would think, what means it is? It's a Kol Shekein. Again, I'm not asking to be a Rebbe Kregis kind of kashas, you know, not a bomb kasha. But it just bothers me a little bit. L'chore, it's very similar to the question I had before. B'pshutoi, if you would have asked me, the issue of being ma'ayim b'shusoi is only an issue of the yaveira itself. When you have these two different entires, and I want to know how much time do I have to allot them, I would have thought the only really consideration is it the same yaveira or is it a different yaveira? If it's the same yaveira, so it'll go, I can just be done them both together. I don't understand the whole thing, because why don't we have to worry about the facts? Even if it's the same yaveira, but aren't there different facts? You know, Perry Mason has to investigate. You guys know about Perry Mason. He doesn't investigate the law; he investigates the facts. So, don't you have to have, you know, this guy? Sherlock Holmes, probably not. You know, you have to investigate what happened by this Chil Shabbos. Was there really a Chil Shabbos? And then the other guy was Mechal Shabbos too. But maybe he was different. Maybe he like that doesn't seem to need any time at all. Like based on, I don't know, that doesn't seem to be any. All the Hibbuch B'Schus over here seems to be about is a Chayrish really Chayav Misa or not? Guys, Chayrish B'Shabbos really Chayav Misa or not? And now we could do it collectively. We have two guys that are Chayrish B'Shabbos. What did they do? Different malachas? I don't know. But anyway, so they were both. It's also fun. You know, what did they do? Two different malachas. That's called aver achas, no? Well, this guy was chayav to swear was deserved. Was there? Is that aver achas or is it shteiler?
Should be two. Ovi Adonias kshafim. So this shabbos.
Ovi Adonias is a different lav. Well, it's actually asor achas, but it's different. I have to see later on, and Ovi Adonias is one lav or two.
They're two different halachas, though, so that you have to be ma'ayim and borer versus, or not borer.
Yes,
like
that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. But it doesn't say anything more. At least doesn't say anything. Rashi is Shabbos over the Zohar. What if they were both Shabbos, but this guy was Chayav, this guy was Zohar? Or they both have a Zohar, but this was Menasech and this guy was Meshachar.
Rashi is that for different
halachas,
they have different
Zohar. Okay. So, right, that makes the kashi even worse. So why does that need two different days? This guy would have to spend a day learning Hilchas Zereah, and for the other guy would have to spend a day learning Hilchas Chavisha. It says in the Gemara that Avera Achas, Misa Achas, the Avera Achas, you could be done by Yermecha. According to Rashi, it means they both were Mechal Shabbos, you could be done by Yermecha. They both did Avodah Zarah, you could be done by Yermecha.
Unless if we're defining Averas by Taharas, then they're
Shev. Shabbos and Shabbos. I'm saying two guys were both Mechal Shabbos. Is that Misa Achas or Shnei Misas? By Rashi, it's clear in Rashi, is that called Avera Achas or Shnei Averas? Rashi is clear that that's called Avera Achas. Shnei Averas is Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. But Shabbos and Shabbos is called Avera Achas. It's clear in Rashi. So I don't understand. Why is that Avera Achas? You don't have to have a separate First of all, I don't understand why don't you have to have, even if they both did Zriah, I don't understand. Don't you need to investigate the facts of the case? You need, like I said before, you need Sherlock Holmes to check if this guy was really Zariah and if this guy was really Zariah. Some of that doesn't need any Ian at all. I know, I guess Adam come and they're made, they were both Zariah, and that doesn't need any Ian at all. What we need to do is we have to open up the Egli Talon and Hilcha Zariah and see if this guy's Chayim Misa for, we have to get a, that's what we have to be Mayan. And we seem to be able to do that wholesale. We could take, that's Aver Achas. They both did. Okay, but what if this guy... So that's what I'm asking. So I understand at least if this guy was Zareya and this guy was Zareya, that's called Aver Achas. But I don't understand if this guy was Zareya and this guy was Chayrish, how is that Aver Achas? It's a totally different set of halachas. Doesn't that require a separate being Mahapik B'schusa? So Dochod, that's one thing that I don't understand. And I don't understand. That's number one. But that's number one. But number two, another issue over here is, that aside, let's say we'll somehow swallow that. L'chayr, the issue of mahapich b'schusu, the idea about avera achas and shtei averas, that in avera achas I could be mahapich in both of their schus together, but if it's shtei averas I have to be mahapich in their schus separately. So the only salient issue is it an avera achas or is it shtei averas? The particular misa that's attached to it is l'chayr neither factor, is neither mila nor merit. If it happens to be misa achas, it's not going to make things better if it's shtei averas. And I would have said that if it's shtei averus, then it doesn't make it any better if it's misa achas. The amount of ian that's required has to do with how many averus are at stake. I need to learn hilchas Shabbos. I need to learn hilchas avodah zarah. The fact that Shabbos and avodah zarah happen to have skilo and not different misas, I would have thought is the ma'alev alei merit. And the Rashi's are not mashma that way. The Rashi's, both Rashi's are mashma that the particular chi of misa also goes into the need to be ma'ayim v'schusay. First of all, Rashi, the first Rashi that bothered me in the Havamino, the Gemara doesn't even know about Aveir Achas. And the Gemara thinks that it has to do with just misas, how many number of misas do you have? And Rashi already injects there because we have to be ma'ayim v'schusay. Kilu Rashi thought that the misas affect, the number of misas at stake affect how much ma'apich v'schusay you have to do. If they're all skila, then you don't have to be, then you could have collective ma'apik b'schusay. It's only havamina, but Rashi does say that even in the havamina, that we're not even looking at the averus and we're only looking at the misas. There's already it matters how many misas there are, and the more misas there are, the more time you need to ma'apik b'schusay. So that's there already. I start to see this notion in Rashi that the number of misas affect how much ma'apik b'schusay I need to do, which I don't understand. But I see that even in the teres of the Gemara. The Gemara's answer of Chis is, no, we're not only talking about Misas, we're talking about Averus. And therefore, even if it's the same Misa, but if it's Shtei Averus, you're going to have to, you need a more timely Mahakal Peskusay because you have more Averus involved. But Rashi adds that there's a Kol Shekein, there's So shtei averis, you have to have 2 days to map. For shtei averis, you need 2 days to map up b'schusay, even though they happen to have the same misa. And Rashi is, and kal v'chomer kol shekein, if the two averis have different misas, then it's even more self-evident that you have to have more time to be mahapach b'schusay. So I thought, what's the kol shekein? Not a kol shekein. It's like ma'alev lemer. It's irrelevant. The main point is you have shtei averis. Who cares how many misas there are? You see, even here in Rashi, that is not true. The misas are also a factor. The fact that there are more misas involved require me more to be ma'ayin b'shchusay. But so the Gemara says, the Gemara thought that that's all that I care about is how many misas there are, and I don't care how many averis there are. And the Gemara said, no, that's not true. Even shtei averis, increases the amount of time that I have to give to be ma'apik b'shchusay. Shtei averis b'misa achas. Kal v'chaymer, says Rashi, if you have both, that it's shtei averis and shtei misas, then of course you have to be ma'apik b'shchusay for 2 days, because then you have both the Havamina and the Maskana. Then you have Shtei Mises, which is a factor, and you have Shtei Averis, which is also a factor. So it's compounded. I don't know if there's any Nafkamina, but I see that somehow, and maybe it'll be Negego, maybe what I'm pointing out now is going to be Negego going forward in the Sugya. Maybe it's not going to be Negego going forward in the Sugya. I don't guarantee anything. But I think it's just worth flagging that this is Mashmois and Rashi here at the beginning of the Sugya can say there that somehow the number of Mises is relevant to the amount that you have to be Mahapat Puschusay. Hagam didn't swear, that's very hard for me to understand.
Maybe you could say that, of course, in terms of Rebbe's initial to me, that how could it be that ever a new case is automatically itself is going to have its own facts involved in that particular
right.
case. Maybe you could say that, grant every single case we assume is going to have its own particular details, have its own set of age, and will have its own how they did that case.
Yeah.
So that case, every case is already assumed it will take some amount of time. Is any expert, and that's okay, that amount of time that would take, time X, would be okay to have two of those on one day. But the second you start adding besides for them, thing, there's something else we have to investigate,
mm-hmm.
then that's adding on too much time and we won't be able to judge each case properly. Therefore,
okay.
if we start bringing in, so let's start with different averos. Right, so when it's different averos now, so now this case we have to act, it's about the law, it's not just about the facts, it's about the law.
Right.
So now there's two different laws that we have to investigate, so then
okay,
that's too much time. It pushes it, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Okay.
And also misos, if in a chanami, it's not even about that we'll have to investigate how to do skila versus how to do sreifa.
Mm-hmm.
But is that more time must be spent on this case, maybe practically to go and set up, as opposed to a one basis skila, we have to set up two basis skilas.
No,
or we have to go and
it's
set up...
It's not in the hamosa, it's in the halach in the gemar din. We're not going with the din of shtai v'yamech.
But
I don't think it's really time to be cycling.
What we need is time to be mahabas b'skuso, which requires anything, including the facts of his case, to find Edom to come and counter these Edom. Whatever that is, mahabas b'skuso is what we need to do.
But if you have two cases that are both chayav skila,
right.
Why does that require Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? Why does that require less time? Why does Shabbos and Avodah Zarah require less time than, let's say, Shabbos and I don't know, something that's and Ritzicho?
Because there's more that we have to actually do to prepare for his case that takes more.
Why is there more hipuk schos? Just because I happen to get this different chiyuv misa, why does that require a more? There's no alachayr. There's no hipuk schos.
Like we're busy. The point is that we're busy.
Busy with what? But we have to be busy with mapech b'schusay.
Right, but mahapach, so that we're already. That's.
You mean we're busy with other things? We're busy with setting up the base of skila, and that cuts into our time to be mapech b'schusay.
Or maybe different halachos.
Sorry,
how to go carry about skila versus how to carry about tzrifa. Once there's the more halachos you.
Yeah, but that's not the chayyeh time that's invested in hipuch b'schus. What if they have important meetings that day? We're talking about how much time goes into the hipuch b'schus, not how much time goes into the hamasa.
I'm saying the whole yisod is we have to be mahapach b'schus. That's our chiyuv.
Right.
However, the more halachos we have to investigate at the same time.
So why do we have to investigate hilchas skila at all? Just to know how to do skila, you mean?
We have that's another halacha we have to figure out, and then that will dilute our ability to focus on his
halachos. Yeah, it's time that goes into hipuch b'schus.
I'm saying the hipuch b'schus is getting messed up because of the more halachos. The more halachos you have, the more the hipuch b'schus is weakened.
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah.
it doesn't necessarily need to have to do with the amount of time you need to mount it close.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you need the same amount of time, no matter whether it's the same mitzvah or different mitzvah, but there's a din of and the shear for that din depends on whether it's one.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Maybe that's what's going on over here, and we're going to see it. We'll see later going forward. But maybe that in a chenami in the mitzias, there's no difference how many mitzvahs there are. But since the being mahapach b'schus is a halacha in the mitzvah, can't be mechayiv mitzvah unless you were first mahapach b'schus. So maybe it's a makom to say that when you have two chiyuvim mitzvah, so each chiyuv mitzvah is separately mechayiv hipuch b'schus. And therefore, that itself requires a separate day for each one. Because we have shtei averus, but it's mitzvah achas. But we'll just say that itself. You know, maybe this is there's a idea over here that every misa is mechayev its own hibuch b'schus. So it's not a question of mitzias, but mitzias maybe it makes no difference. You don't have to be mehapach, you know, because you don't really have to think about hilchas skila. You're mehapach b'schus. But nonetheless, if you have two different misas, this guy is be'avad, this guy is b'skila, and this guy is b'chenek, then skila has a halach of being mehapach b'schus, and that's a day. And chenek has a halach of being mehapach b'schus, and that's also a day. When they're both beskila, then I would say, so then you only have to be hapach beskusay once. Says the Gemara. But even then, but if it's shtei averis, ke'en shtei misas, that's called shtei averis, ke'en shtei misas. Where it's two different averis, then already you need a separate hapach beskus for each one. That could be. We're going to see going forward that maybe that's true. That means we could add a connection. We could add a connection because I was bothered also. I told you a few minutes, I was bothered at the lashon of Rav Chisda. The chayyur of Chisda should say shtei averus. What does Rav Chisda say? Shtei misas. It's very misleading. So most of the end it means kein shtei misas, which is really shtei averus. So say shtei averus. Rav Chisda, say what you mean. You mean shtei averus? So say shtei averus. What's this? Why are you talking in riddles? Shtei misas. We're supposed to understand. You mean shtei averus? Kein shtei misas. So maybe la'olam the pshat is that even by shtei averis, the nekuda is not so much that now I have a busier day because I have to worry about Shabbos and I have to learn hilchas Shabbos and I have to learn hilchas avodah zarah. So that takes a lot more time than if everybody's hilchas Shabbos. Maybe that's not the havana. Anyway, I asked before, you know, hilchas Shabbos itself, this guy was chayish and this guy was zareh. That also takes a lot of time, and that you don't care about. Maybe it means something else. It's halacha. I mean, I don't know if talchum hashem seen it. I don't know where we know it from, but it's halacha. That every chiyuv misa is mechayev hipuch b'schus. And when you have two chiyuvim misa, skil and chenek, different kinds of misa, and you have to have a separate hipuch b'schus for the skila and a separate hipuch b'schus for the chenek. Comes along Rav Chisda and he says, even if you have, and that's what says Rav Chisda, but if you have one misa, then you only need one hipuch b'schus. More forth, what that means, kipshutai, one misa. They're all skila, you only need one hipuch b'schus. Whereas it can't be shemin meshetach. So more says it means, if you have two different, even if you have the same misa, but two different mechayvim of that misa, here the misa skil is mischayiv midin Shabbos, and here the misa skil is mischayiv midin avodah zarah, that's two different kinds of skila. There's the skila of Shabbos and there's the skila of avodah zarah, even though they're both skila, but this is skila, it's mischayiv midin Shabbos. Shabbos is the mechayiv skila. Here the mechayiv skila is avodah zarah. So that's like shtei misas. It was la'olam, the real halacha is shtei misas. That's why it's a kol shekein when you really have literally shtei misas. That's the kol shekein, because the fundamental halacha shtei misas. Every misa needs a separate hipuch b'schus halacha. Every misa needs a separate. So skila needs a hipuch b'schus, and chenek needs a hipuch b'schus, and that's the real halacha. And b'pshutoy, I would say that if you have many chayve skila, that's one hipuch b'schus. But that's sheref from shimon meshetach. Comes along the Mar and says, Rav Chisda says, that's still called kein shtei misas. Because since it's Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, so even though it's skila, so you looks like it's the same skila, it's not the same skila. This is the skila of Shabbos, and this is the skila of Avodah Zarah. That's called Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misas. On the face of it, they're both skila, but it's really different skilas. Does the Shabbos take a skila? Does the Avodah Zarah take a skila? Says Rashi quite correctly. Kol Shekein, if it was literally Shtei Misas, if the holding of Shtei Averis is because Shtei Averis is like Shtei Misas, then if it's literally Shtei Misas, then it's a Kol Shekein. That seems to be where all of this is conducing. By the way, there's going to be a big nafkamina, which is going to be mamash to get to the hamshach hasugya, which is what would be in a case where they did the exact same avera, but they have two different misas. What would be in such a case? There's one Aveira with two different Mises. What would be a case? Two different people do the exact same Aveira and they get two different Mises. Baskai and Abayel. That's the next, gets the right next thing in the Gemara. And to Mavur in the Gemara, the Gemara assumes for the Poshut that needs 2 days. That needs to do. Why does it need 2 days? It's the Chon Aveira. It's one Aveira. I would have thought that should only need 1 day. Yeah, and you could say, well, first we have to check if she's a Baskayan, and the other we don't really know. We need to know if he's a Baskayan. You know, to him it doesn't matter, but there we have to. I could say maybe Doichet the Keteretz. That's the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara is the Kashan of Chistin. The Gemara is from a Brisa, right? Let's maybe read it inside. Basir Rabbi Abba, and Donish Naim Be'emechod, by Philip and Oyef and Ephes. So you see the Aveira Achas, what's going on? Tigum of Chistin of Baskayan of Boyola. Oyef Baskayan is Zayme Zaymeh. Baskayan is Zayme Zaymeh is a whole plunter all by itself. We'll leave that for a time being. You have to see the Ran Ravina. You know. That's very convoluted. But let's just think about Baskayan of Boyola. So the Gemara says that's called Eindon Hashnayim B'Yemechot. Why? Because she's B'Sreif and he's B'Chenek. So what? But they did the exact same there. Inside the amount of time for the Hippuch B'Schus, that should be like Shabbos and Shabbos. So Yichalani Loimah maybe B'Doichuk. That it still needs extra time. Because you have to, before you give her Sreif, you have to check that she's really a Baskayan. So maybe you have to check the Yichus. So there's like more things you have to check for her extra, over and above what you have to check for him. So maybe you can say like that. But Lefi was saying now, it's, and some of them weren't doing that for the poshut. Like that's poshut mitzvah. That's called shtei mises. Oh, maybe it's not poshut. The Gemara says that's pshat in the Brayis. But the mahalach they were saying now from these Diukim and Rashi is gevaldik. The yisoid adover is that shtei mises needs separate hibbuk b'schus. The halach of shtei averis, the mile of shtei averis. It was, what are we asking? We're asking, Rav Chista says you need 2 days for two Averis. Here you only have one Averis. Who told us that also needs 2 days? The answer is, the Yesod HaDover is you need 2 days for two different Misses. That's the Yesod HaDin. That you need a heap of Peskos for Skila and a separate heap of Peskos for Chenek. That's the Emes HaLocha. Rav Chista's Mechadish, that Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, Hagam, they're both Chayav Skila, but they're Me'ein Shtei Mises. That's considered to be like Shtei Mises. Because this is Chen, this is Skila of Shabbos, and this is Skila of Avodah Zorah. So that's called two different Skilas. If it would be within Shabbos, Shereh and Chayresh, but that's one Skila. So that's 1 day. Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, that's two Skilas. Because it's a Shabbos Dikas Skila and an Avodah Zorah Dikas Skila. But the Yisoid Adin, the Yisoid over here is not that two Averis need 2 days. The Yisoid Adin is that two Mises need 2 days. Except that Shtei Averis is called two Mises. Because it's Kain Shtei Mises. Shabbos Dikas Skila and an Avodah Zorah Dikas Skila. Baskayin Uboyla is Taka two Mises. So what if it's one Avera? But it's Taka two Mises. She's Bestreif and he's Bechenik. That's Mamash two Mises. Kolshikain, that's Kolshikain. When you have literally two Mises, it goes into the Kolshikain. And when you have literally 2 Mises, of course you have to have 2 days. So maybe you have to have a hipuch b'schus for her and a hipuch b'schus for him. That's presumably what's going on. It's very mechudish because it's very counterintuitive and it's very counter mitzias. It means that we're not really reckoning with the mitzias. You know, I would say the mitzias about how much time does it take? We don't care about that. How much time it takes based on a lot, how much time that it takes. It's a halacha that every misa needs to have its own hipuch b'schus. And if it's misa achas, then you have to be hipuch b'schus a duration, a day. And you have shtei misas, you have to be hipuch b'schus separately for every misa. And what is called a misa? Skil is a misa, chenek is a misa, and moreover, a Shabbos tik a skil is a misa, and a chenek and an avodah zarah tik a skil is another kind of misa. Every misa needs its own hipuch b'schus. I'll tell you what's shver to me though is, I would have thought if every misa needs its own hipuch b'schus, so if you have 10 people and you're giving them all misa, exactly the same skila, for exactly the same aver, they all did exactly the same thing. He was Mechal Shabbos and he's Chayav Skila, and he was Mechal Shabbos and he was Chayav Skila, and I'll give you all the same halacha, everything. But I would have thought it's still 10 misas because each guy has his own misa. The halacha to be Mechal b'schus is to be matzah the guy. So if you have 10 people who are chayav skila, so that's one, that's only one, since they all are, since it's one misa. What do you mean one misa? It's not one misa, it's 10 misas, because there's 10 people dying. That's to me very surprising, that somehow we say, yes, you have to be a hapich, every misa needs its own hipuch b'schus, but 100 people are getting skila, that's one hipuch b'schus. That's surprising to me. I would have thought every person dies, that's the whole world. You know, that's a whole hipuch b'schus, and then the other person needs his hipuch b'schus, and the other person needs his hipuch b'schus. And somehow in the sugya it seems that that's not true. if you have 100 people with Misa Achas, if you have 100 people, Shmeinim Noshim, if they would all be Misa Achas, so if we were working with the Mitzias only, how much time does it take? So I would say, well, we look at one Shulchan, we know all you have to do is open up the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch for Hilchas Mechashev, and we'll know if they're all Chayev Skila, and it doesn't take so much time. But if you have different, this is Shabbos, and this is Avodah Zarah, then it takes more time. You know, if we're just measuring like that, then what I would. But if we're taking it out of the realm of Mitzias, and we're saying, nope, so I answer Lundus, that every Misa needs his own Hibuch B'schus. The way we're saying it now, we're making it very abstract. So I would have thought, if you're already making it abstract, then every person should be their own Misa. And that's not true. Any of that I don't know what to tell you. But nonetheless, it does seem to be what's going on over here is, where all this is conducive to, at least in the Dukim and Rashi, is that it's taka halacha. We don't measure this halacha by how much time a mitzias is necessary for the hibuch mitzchus. We measure it by how many misas there are. Every misa needs a hibuch mitzchus, and every misa means skila, chenek, Shabbos tikka skila, avodah zarah tikka skila. Each one of those things needs their own hibuch mitzchus. But 10 people, shmeinim people, getting the same misa exactly for the same aveir exactly, that doesn't require that doesn't have the halacha of needing more than one day for it being mahapach mitzchus. And the Mitzvah Shabbat doesn't seem to play a role. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. You should see the rest of the sugi, of course. See the Rambam. Rambam has a whole different sheet over here, and the Ran, and the Rabbanian.
Doesn't Rashi mention something like this?